If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all. Adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name. Not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Titus puts a hand on your shoulder and says,
"My friend, you are not the first to try this. You must clean."
Oh, well, I was going to help as well. I was going to have them help me, and I will help, and we do this in tandem.
He nods sadly and says, "You must clean."
I understand. Well, okay. And pick up the cleaning equipment, start going away.
Yeah. So when it's like, hey, you got to give time to clean, is it just the time? It has to be that clean.
It just takes the time it takes. No, they're looking for a very high standard. That's why it's taking so long.
Oh, no. How often are they like, hang on. How much supervision are they giving me?
There's no supervision, but if you don't do it right, you don't get the blessing.
Oh, no.
Hardlongs is not going to get Well, your two friends are there.
Yeah.
Titus explains it to you. You can't cast any magic. It's the part of it is that you are the one who is getting into it. You're doing it you're not doing the best job you can do. You're doing a good job.
I see.
It is important. That is an important part of it, that you actually devote the time and energy to it.
Okay. Is explained to me that he explains this needs it to be clean?
He gives you the speech that I'm given now.
Okay.
The important part is not just that you're putting in the effort. It's that you're putting it. Well, no, sorry. It's not just that you're cleaning. It's that you're putting in the effort.
It's the devotion part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the service.
Yeah.
Okay.
The gods will know if you try to cheat.
Just don't know if he knows what clean is.
They've got pictures of examples. Yeah. They don't.
I think they would. The dusting, so it's just like him wiping once.
Yeah, I just don't know if he's going to be like, but it's already so clean. Look at everything. It's fine. What are they doing? Or if it's going to like toothbrush style, be like, okay.
I think the two of you can keep
you occupied
for
longest.
Okay. Might be the toothbrush then.
Okay.
Before you do this? Thibaut wanted to acquire a guide.
Sure.
So with immensely bruised ego.
And face.
Yeah. Well, Thibaut is less bruised than face, but still a little smarting. We'll try to head to the town hall.
Okay. The town hall is not too far away, so you get the town hall. You see out the front there are a bunch of people milling about. It looks like some of them are kind of just regular merchants, like a little impromptu market area has been set up. But as you get right to the steps that lead up to the door to the town hall, right there, you see a bunch of guides offering their services to people.
Right. Teapot, having been told by Big Man to ignore these charlatans, will just skitter around them, through them, into the inside of Town Hall.
Okay. You see, inside the town hall, there is a meeting area, and the meeting area also has people. Look, the things inside the town hall look a little bit more, shall we say, on the level than the things outside the town hall. There are more market stalls in here, which is kind of a novelty to you, an indoors market, market square. So these stalls, they're a bit more established. They look more... They look more fancy, I suppose. And everything here seems to be a bit more expensive.
Right, okay. Well, Teapot was warned about the bougie nature of this place. Teapot is looking in a guide for someone who looks big, who looks like they could baby Bjorn hot longs if necessary, who looks somewhat intelligent, I don't know, potentially has enough body fat that if things go real shit, they are, like, good for eating.
Okay.
All right.
How do I...
That's a bear man. That hits all the points here. Okay. Holy shit.
So most of the guides that you can find in the town hall are super expensive.
Right.
Like, the price starts at 10 gold a day.
A day? But, Holy fuck. And we need him for 20 days.
It starts, yeah. Most of them. But as you're looking around, one of them does stand out as by far the cheapest out of any of them here. A polar bear man who I know this picture of him is wearing armor and is wielding a big mallet. He is currently wearing a smoking jacket with a pair of lovely silk pants and slippers. He's sitting in a kind of reclined position on some cushions. There's a chalkboard behind him with his rate is, he charges 1 gold a day, and in brackets it says non-negotiable. As you approach, he's also smoking on this huge pipe, and he says, "My good friend, do you need a guide? I've been watching you look at all the others."
You know what? Internally, we've got big guy. We've got capable of baby Bjorning. We've got intelligence. We're still question mark on, but we've also got enough body fat for to create for eatings and warmth.
Yeah, Tauntaun analog.
So we are really ticking off some boxes here for Teapot.
Got he a is smoking the size. Jacket, so that's intelligence tick. No one stupid with smoking jacket.
He is the size of a polar bear and the shape of a polar bear.
Is it an awakened polar bear?
No. He's got hands. That's marks him as different from a polar bear.
Right. Okay.
Just curious.
Teapot will say, yes, Teapot is in the market for a guide going to, on the map.
Can I see the map?
Yes.
You show him the map?
Yes. Teapot will gingerly unfold the map and not hand it over, but like broadcast it with their little arms up so okay. They can see it. Not willing to hand it over yet because maybe suspicious.
As he leans, he sets the pipe down. And as he leans in to look at the map, you see from his breast pocket, he takes out a very delicate looking pair of glasses and puts them on so that he can see the map better.
Intelligent check.
Intelligence. Okay.
Yes. I don't know what this ultimate destination is, but I know the area well enough to know that there is a settlement about halfway there that we can stop at. I must admit, he leans back like he's done looking at the map. I must admit, I'll be very honest with you, there are some who know the area better, but there are none who... you can trust, as well as me, who will charge what I charge.
Teapot would very much like to do an insight check here.
Okay. 2 on the dice. Do you have anything for that?
Is it a charisma-based check?
Teapot would be like a refund on some of these dice rollings.
Charisma.
I could have maybe done, had the bardic inspiration on myself for that, but...
I'll allow you to spend bardic inspiration at this point, this late juncture. It's not a fail, even though I don't do automatic fails on even a 1, so you could give yourself a bit of a bonus. Your insight...
What is your insight?
Did you pick the college that you can inspire yourself?
Oh, other than yourself. It is in big print. Okay. Oh, well. No, Teapot can't inspire themselves for shit. So Teapot just accepts, I guess, at a 2, where it was my insight, plus a fucking whopping 1, that this guy is absolutely...
I'll start using different dice to roll.
You know what? I appreciate
these dice are cursed, clearly.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it would help if you stopped rolling the D4.
Like. So yes, Teapot fully convinced that this bear man.
Oh, I didn't even tell you what felt.
Then I don't
The bear man just seems a bit unreadable. He's got such a different face from what you're used to trying to, and he's quite clearly he's not a polar bear, so he quite clearly has different. Like facial expressions and everything
right,
like that.
Okay.
It's you're just culturally speaking, it's just impossible for you to read this bear.
Right. Okay. Well, Teapot has had what might be considered a trying day so far. So
he nods sagely.
Yes. We are looking for a guide, and you appear to be only reasonably priced guy here. I see that you are non-negotiable in your prices. We are pending a blessing from God.
Yes, you don't want a blessing for traveling lands.
Yes,
yeah.
We are going to be cleaning tonight to do blessings. So blessing...
A popular choice, he says.
Yes. Tivak kind of grinds their teeth a little bit. Yeah.
Did you try the blood? I'm not gonna roll. The bear just takes you at your word.
Bruce face. No.
Teapot's not ready for that kind of vulnerability this time. So then Teapot will kind of nod and say, "We are looking to set out as soon as possible." Also, after this, I am going to the Oakheart.
The suppliers?
Yeah, the outfitters.
Yeah. Outfitters, yes.
Are there any recommendations that you can make for supplies for purchasing?
Where we'll be going, I would recommend, first off, snowshoes.
Yes,
you'll want those. You have, he looks you up and down. You're currently wearing the mittens and the scarf, right?
Right, because we have not acquired additional stuff.
Yeah, you want, probably an inner, another inner layer. I know you've got a nice one already, but you'll want a second inner layer. An outer layer, something waterproof.
Okay.
Snowshoes, inner layer, outer layer. You'll want goggles.
Goggles.
Snow goggles, yes, to help with the blindness.
Yes.
The light, when it reflects off the snow, and then also blizzards, it can cause blinding sometimes.
Teapot is somewhat intimately aware with somewhat of a blindness.
Yes. Well, to protect your one good eye, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You'll definitely want that.
Okay.
He rattles off a bunch of other things that you'll need. Some things seem more important than others, but he tells you his name as well. He introduces himself. I'm Mangle, by the way.
Mangle.
Yes. You introduce yourself?
Yes. Teapot. Okay. I have 2 associates that are back at the temple. You guys did not come with me, right?
No.
Right, okay. So they are back at temple starting their cleaning.
Right. Well, yes. So, in addition to, he's listed off like a bunch of different things, odds and ends. In addition to that, we'll want to get sleds.
Right.
That
is on my list. I met a large, overly sharing man at the tavern named Toff.
Which tavern? Toff. What was his name? Toff what?
Toff Holt.
Toff Holt.
Big man.
The Mangle thinks to himself, Toff Holt, right, yes. That would have been at the Draken Toff.
The Draken Toff. Oh.
Draken. Draken Toff.
Oh, apologies. Dracon Toff.
Yes.
Draken Toff Tavern?
Yes. So Toff is, it's not like a name, it's like more of a title, I suppose.
Oh.
The best way to translate it would be host. If someone calls, if someone tells you to call them Toph, it's kind of like they're saying they're looking after you.
Oh, okay. So then this guy's name was Holt.
Yes. Right. Toph Holt, yeah. Right. Well, you would call him Toph Holt.
Right. Host Holt.
Yes, something like that.
Okay.
A literal try. Anyway, it's not important.
Right, okay.
Yes, so with sleds, we have three options for pack animals. We could get yaks, which very sturdy, very good at pulling loads, but they're slow compared to the other two. The other one, we could get sled dogs, which are kind of a mix. They're good at pulling. They're nimble-ish, but the fastest option will be reindeer. Disadvantage to reindeer is they're a bit skittish. So we might, you know, if anything, if we're going to lose control of anything, it'll be reindeer. Right. Yaks basically don't react to death.
Right. Okay. Understood. Okay. So approximately price-wise per day, what are we looking at for those three options?
Well, they'll cost about the same regardless.
Really?
None of them will be more. Yeah, they won't be more expensive than the others. The sort of yaks that we'll get, they're really only good for pulling sleds.
Right.
Yeah, and then reindeer and dogs are comparable in price.
Right.
It's certainly the distance you want to travel, it'll all kind of work out in the end.
Okay.
To
also,
about the same.
Me and my compatriots are small creatures. We do not weigh a lot, though any weight we might have mitigated being small would surely be absolutely fucking blown out of the water by you, sir. So, doesn't really matter.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In terms of speed, this is not like a dig. It's just facts.
Well, sorry. You misunderstand. When I said we, I mean kind of more you will need sleds. I'll be, you don't need to pay for any of my equipment. I come fully furnished.
Teapot appreciates that. Self-sufficiency is a rarer and rarer quality in other people.
Right. Yes. So, as
but
I said,
hot bubble, hot lungs.
As I said, the
clean
big
the
consideration
get
for
this
you.
Treat. Clean it now. Treat first. First, then clean. You need the blessing. Treat first.
The consideration for you is, do you want a fast animal that you might lose control of and that won't be able to carry a big load? Or do you want a slow animal that that just isn't afraid of dragons and, yaks. They don't give a shit.
Right, okay. So here's my thought. I have 10 days to get to...
To this location, on the map.
This location, I have 10 days. And I have with me compatriots that appear to be very, very into the fuck around part of travel. So probably dogs or reindeer so that we can get there in time.
I would say, well, you're in luck because...
Coupon?
Hmm?
Are there coupons?
Coupons? I don't know this term.
You don't know what the coupon is?
No.
This is such a strange place. Coupon is when people give you things for less money than what they are worth.
That's just haggling here.
Right. But we get a piece of paper, which make it very special.
Oh, okay. Well, teach their own, I suppose.
Right. Well, your kobolds are fucked up too, so...
Well, you're just from a different place, I suppose.
Teapot has a chip. Just a chip on her shoulder.
Chipped teapot.
Teapot is an asshole.
Just a little chip there, bitch.
Well, anyway, you'll be spending all of tonight on your...
Perfectly first choice cleaning opportunity.
Yeah. Well, you'll be spending all night doing that. So, yes, and you're going to the, you know where you're going to get all the equipment.
Right.
I will meet you, he gives you an address.
Okay.
I will meet you, to hire the sleds tomorrow morning.
Right. And that address in relation to this particular building.
He explains how to get there.
Hey, thank you very much. Okay. So that checks off. The really big question right now is how much money do I need to pay you up front? Like, what's your payment schedule? Do you do direct deposit?
I certainly don't know what that is. I charge a gold a day. So if it'll take, well, I think we can get there in about... I might be able to do it in 9 days, providing everything goes well.
Okay.
So 9 days there, 9 days back. I'm assuming 18 gold, which I take up front. But if it ends up being shorter, I'll give you the money back. If it ends up being longer, I will ask for the extra money at the end of our adventure.
Teapot is not unwilling to say no negotiation on rate. Rate, totally understandable. But Teapot... also has had bad experiences. You understand. Things happen. Teapot from other places, different people. Teapot would say, though, agree on 18 for now, provided that that is 9 days. But say we give you half, and then once we get there for way back, we give you other half.
My rates are non-negotiable.
Right. I'm not questioning your rate. I am questioning your payment schedule.
Payment schedule as well, unfortunately.
That's not on the sign.
He gets a piece of chalk and he writes it on the sign. Oh, would you look at that? 18 gold now.
Part of me is like, but that was not there when we entered negotiation, and that's legally binding. Okay, Teapot is having a rough day and is feeling very fucked over at this point, but Teapot will extremely begrudgingly...
It's so cheap. He's so cheap.
This is just...
He's the cheapest guy.
This is Morgan slipping in.
He's
to
the
Teapot.
Cheapest
no, it's
guy.
Teapot is an asshole. Teapot will fully give the 18 gold.
Mm-hmm.
And would like a signed statement. They want a contract.
All right. Mangle will write up a contract for you, sure.
Lovely. Okay, Teapot.
In fact, it looks like he's got a little desk with pen and paper. Looks like he was going to do that the entire time anyway.
Right.
Do you want dual notarized?
I was going to call him out for that, but okay. What?
Do you want dual notarized as well?
No. Teapot does not trust notaries.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
She thinks they're scammy. Anyway, Teapot, we'll take contract. We'll give 18 gold.
Mark it off.
Yeah. All right. 44 minus part. 18. 26 gold left. Oh, you have so much shopping to do on 26 gold. This is fucked. Okay. All right.
I have three.
Guide acquired. Oof, check that off the list.
Now, if... As you're counting the gold out, you're very reluctantly counting the gold out. Mangle looks and says, I... wouldn't recommend this, but if money is a concern, the general store will sell equipment cheaper. I just wouldn't trust it over the outfitters.
Right, right. Host Holt had already informed me of this, but I appreciate you also informing me of this. Okay, so Mangold checked off for guide. We have God in progress checkoff. And, okay, what are opening hour? What time is it? What's happening right now?
It would be be about maybe 2 p.m.
Christ, so much has happened in this time period. There's too much things that happened in a small amount of time for Teapot. Okay, so Teapot will... okay, 2 p.m. though, if it takes all night to clean this thing, I'd have to...
It's a big... You're cleaning top to bottom.
It really feels like potentially this town needs to get more God devotion in their life. And they're going to be so... This is the monologue that Teapot is having as they are like grumbling their way to the outfitters. It's like, oh, they're so big on God and their blessing. They must have, need God blessing to do anything in this shitting town. But of course, why is it so dirty? Do we make it dirty on purpose? What's the point of that? Just being assholes, truly, is this was the problem.
Just smash cut to us looking at some like ornaments on like a little fireplace. If we eat them, they're clean.
Now
we can't eat them.
Speaking of smash cut,
we could eat and then it's clean.
The wine they have
oh, no.
is very weak, but okay. You can have as much as you want. So, where okay. is this going to lead?
This is the okay. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, so for Hot Lungs, he doesn't understand what really is going on. He understands that he has to clean. Not entirely sure why. He thinks maybe there's a treat at the end. Getting blessed, that is not a treat.
Sure.
Are the priests giving me food?
They're not giving you food, no. But you can have as much wine as you want.
Marvin, are you giving me food?
Well, we have rations. We can always go back to the tavern. Afterwards.
This probably wouldn't have been a discussion. This would have just been you would have had to add these two together. Okay, I'm just giving you some of the pieces. All right. So I'm getting wine. Am I looking at the wine like it's treats?
That's up to you.
Have I done a bit of cleaning and then has someone offered me some wine?
Yes.
Then I'm yes.
Okay.
How often do they offer the wine? Because again, now I'm trying to do some math here.
They would offer anytime they think you want wine. So if you look over at that, what you think is happening is you've done the activity.
I look over.
But actually what's happening,
So that's the equation. All right. Yeah. So I'm cleaning. I think I'm doing a good job. I look over to be like, I've done a good job. Wine. Excellent.
I'm not going to roll. Marvin, you see what's happening.
Marvin didn't think that Hot Longs was going to be helping with this. At all, let alone, I mean, you are doing a little bit, which is kind of the best you can. Are you doing a good job at the clean, though?
I think if it is like, if I'm looking over and they give me wine, and if I scrub harder and I look over and they give me more wine, I'm doing a very good job.
Right.
Then I'm not concerned.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
How long do you get drunk?
I'm doing a great job.
Yeah. Yeah, if you hit that level of drunk that you get really good at what you're doing before you, like, super dive afterwards,
the best job ever.
You're going to be so hungover tomorrow Hot Lungs.
That sounds like a tomorrow Hot Lung problem.
That sounds like, again, not my problem.
Sure, yeah, that's fine.
I let Hot Lungs do the best that he possibly can.
Are you getting drunk, Marvin?
No. Okay. I may have, like, one cup to the side with, like, sips as I go. And parched.
How much wine can fit in Hot Long's little body after they have drunk an entire stein of soup?
Oh, shit.
Plus an egg. An egg that you advise them would not fit in them, that they insisted to fit on them.
Yes.
So,
you need something to clean.
Don't.
Hot Longs?
Yes.
You haven't vomited yet.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Like... vases?
No.
Is there like a patch of grass outside or in the temple? Carpet.
There isn't any. Oh no, there is carpet. Yeah, in the temple.
Okay.
At some point, I'm assuming, I'm good right now, though.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay. We're good right now.
Sure. All right. Teapot, what's the next protocol? The Outfitters?
Teapot goes to the Outfitters.
Okay. The Outfitters is run by a tabaxi.
Wait, fuck. I need their feet, right? For snowshoes? Do I need their feet for snowshoes, or can I approximate feet for snowshoes?
Yeah, it's fine. You really you can vaguely, not, yeah.
Okay, great.
That's fine. They're adjustable.
Great, okay.
All right. You get into the Outfitters.
Great.
The tabaxi is there. He greets you.
Hello.
Hello. I am sick of snow, he says.
Teapot's eye goes really round, like almost a tear.
What are you here for?
Teapot is also sick of snow, but no. Teapot is here for snowshoes in our layers.
As you're saying them, he gets them off the wall for you.
Fuck, they're right here. Coat waterproof. Waterproofing coats and goggles.
He gets all of them. He starts stacking them up for you. You can see
for smaller creatures, please, not the big boys.
He's picked stuff that would fit you.
Okay.
And you see, he piles it all up, mm-hmm. and then he's got like a little register or whatever, cash register thing. He starts figuring out the price, and then he finally turns to you and he said, "All right, so two things you register. The first thing you register is the price that he gives you. He quotes the price as 15 gold. Then you register that there is one set of everything that you have just listed.
What is...
Hotlongs.
Yes.
It's time. your okay. gut sends okay. you a very quick message.
What am I closest to? The carpet or outside?
You're closest to the carpet, of course. Marvin, yep. something you look over, something's wrong.
Okay. I'm on all fours and I start doing
I waddle over, I pick him up, and I start to run outside with him.
All right. I'm gonna make that an athletics check.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're good. You're good. You get outside and
Let it out.
I got an 8.
I pull him back. You don't want that. We'll get food when we're done. Are you all right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I.
All right.
I am fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you empty?
I.
I'm gonna assume that means yes.
I'm gonna start inching towards the vomit.
I grab by the crossbow.
Okay.
And I go, well, let's finish in here first.
Okay, treat.
Yeah, after we're done. Yes, okay, you're doing a great job in there. Okay.
So you're going back to drinking?
Yes.
Okay. We'll come back to that.
Gotta get the taste out of your mouth, Adam.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Teapot.
Right. Okay. Priorities for quality shit over unquality shit. Waterproofing coat. What's that put me per person?
He gives you the price. It might be per person. What were the things that you listed again?
No shoes. In our layers. Coat, waterproof, goggles.
All right.
Also, technically speaking, should get half off on one set of goggles.
Unfortunately, sick of snow does not see it that way.
Do not need goggles, only need the goggle.
You know what? Actually, no. Sick of snow nods and says, of course, of course. He takes the pair of goggles and with a set of scissors, he snips them in half, completely ruining the goggles. One goggle.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.